Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are so happy to have a new podcast, Between the Records, with JJ, Joanne, and Jason. And this is a great way to kind of get the ball rolling on this whole thing with Josh Groban as our guest. He's coming to town, Pine Knob, June 17th. He joined us live on the JJ and Joanne Show. Good morning, Josh.
Oh, good morning to you. What a big booming voice.
Coming from the guy, coming from the guy with the voice of an angel. Come on now.
From heaven, for sure.
Listen, I squeak things out every now and then. You've got the voice. Can I bring you on tour?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But here's the mistake. Here's the mistake, Josh. I can't sing a note.
No, he can't.
I don't believe you.
He really can't.
That's terrible.
Oh, with that resonance, I feel like you're not singing low enough. That's the problem.
If you need him to narrate something, Josh, then maybe this would be the guy for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Groban.
JJ, that's what I was going to say. Maybe you should introduce Josh Groban when he comes to Pine Knob.
We could make some really cool video, an opening video number, just before you come on stage with fireworks and smoke. And I could narrate that for you.
Wow.
Powerful.
I'm transfixed. I don't know if I can even do the interview. I'm absolutely hypnotized
by your
vocals.
You're kicking off the tour here in Detroit at Pine Knob. What better way than having Jim Johnson, legendary radio disc jockey, introduce you?
Wow. Yeah.
Johnson at the Knob. Let's do this.
You know what? I've heard that expression before, Josh, but it hasn't pertained to being out at Pine Knob.
Oh, dear.
Well,
oh, God. This is a family show, Jim.
People want to hear that big, Oh, sorry. Okay, great.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's cool. So, have you done Pine Knob before? We were just trying to think about that. Usually when you're here in the Detroit area, it's some big indoor arena. I don't know that you've been in the shed yet.
I think I have played Pine Knob before. It's always fun to play. These outdoor venues are great, especially when you've got a pandemic that's going up and down, up and down. So it's nice to be under the stars, fresh air, and your co-star is the weather. So we're always excited to get out. Yeah, Pine Knob's a beautiful, beautiful venue. We're really excited to be there.
It is, and it's nice that it's called Pine Knob again. They changed the name from DTE, which is probably what it was called the last time you played there, and now it's back to Pine Knob,
That's right, that's right. Yeah, no, it's always changing. You know, it's like you're always changing. The names of the places are changing. The spirit of the place stays the same.
Right.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So we want to ask you a question. It's not necessarily a personal question, but you're known worldwide as this angelic voice singing these beautiful songs. But on the other side of the coin, we thought it'd be more fun to find out if you enjoyed singing with Oscar the Grouch or the Bush's Beans commercial. Which two of those made you happiest?
You know, it got weird. It got weird the last couple of years, not going to lie. Look, singing about beans is something I've wanted to do since I was in third grade. But I got to say, Oscar the Grouch since I was in kindergarten. So it was a thrill, nay, an honor to sing for Mr. the Grouch. And he makes a wonderful duet part. Listen, if he can carry a tune, you can carry a tune. I'm telling you that.
All right. For those that may not have heard Josh and Oscar's legendary duet, here's a little bit of that.
I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn.
It's all full of holes and the laces are torn.
A gift from my mother the day I was born.
I love it because it's trash.
All right.
I love it.
Well, before we play, I love it because it's trash.
Before we play the beans one, though, tell us, because this is born out of your childhood. Apparently, this was your go-to meal at the school cafeteria.
Oh, yes. My guilty pleasure has been baked beans. It's why I love going to London, because beans are just on everything. when the good people at Bush's came to me and they said, hey, we want to do a really fun, funny, tongue-in-cheek kind of bean ballad. I was sitting in my bedroom writing comedy songs just every day just to keep me from crying anyway. And so I thought, you know what? I can have a go at this. This sounds like a lot of fun. And I said, can we make a really fun and funny music video for it as well? And they said, absolutely. So it turned into this incredible artistic achievement.
Tears of beans are dribbling down my cheek at night.
See, proof that Josh Groban can sing anything.
Cloud. That's proof.
And it's amazing. Oh, by the way, Josh,
your listeners couldn't see, but there was a bean dribbling down my cheek.
That's right.
Video.
The tear was in the shape of a bean.
a cinematic achievement. That's right.
I love it. Well, it reminds me of the other odd place that you have sung your songs before, which is in the shower. Josh, during the pandemic, we actually aired some of your shower songs that you did. I just loved it. I mean, I loved that you were trying, as so many people were, to try to lift people's spirits. And quite frankly, when I went back and listened again to one of them this morning, I thought, darn, his shower has pretty good acoustics. You pay extra for that?
You know, whenever I'm sound checking my microphone on stage, I kind of say, give me more subway tile on this. It's cool. And we raised money for charity every time I did it, and people watched it on Instagram. And people even duetted with me, you know, on Instagram and stuff. So it was a fun way to spend the time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before we get to your new album, because you've got one out and that's part of why you're touring, I just want to say, besides those commercials as well, I have adored your appearances on TV. I always sunny like D. I'm a Grobanite, Josh, okay, without the spray tan.
Oh, thank
I
you so
loved
much.
You. I loved you as Andy's brother in The Office as well.
That was my
How
favorite.
Were those, right? Thank I mean, it was incredible. How were those experiences for you working on those shows?
So fun. You know, I love being around funny people, and I've been very lucky to have been asked by a lot of those funny people to go and do funny things with them on their brilliant TV shows. And so anytime I get to spend a day on set, with people that I admire so much like that. I mean, I've been on pretty much all of my favorite TV shows, so I'm a very lucky guy for sure. Thank you.
And one of mine for sure, it goes back a little farther earlier in your career when you were on with Ally McBeal on the Ally McBeal show. And I was going to ask you, because I don't remember the appearances necessarily, Josh, but did you ever get to sing with Vonda Shepard, who was like the musical host of or guest on that show every week?
Never did. You know, she always kind of filmed her performances separately. They had like another set. They had a set that was kind of like the bar where she would perform, and she would kind of come in on a different day than the rest of the actors and kind of film some of her performances. And so, no, I never got to sing with her. I met her and she was very, very nice. But I didn't get to meet her or the dancing baby. I was really, really bummed.
<All right. laughs> But I did, she's got one of the strongest female voices out there, too. So I thought it'd be great to hear you guys, two guys together.
She does. That would have been a lot of fun, for sure.
All right, well, now to the tour, because you're kicking it off here at Pine Knob on June 17th, and you're going to be singing songs from your new album, Harmony. And, man, I just know that it's going to be such a great show. What is it going to, like, the experience of being back in front of the crowd again has got to be awesome, especially now that you can finally share your tunes from Harmony.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like now after this interview, I have to kind of do a little Oscar the Grouch and Bean song, too. But I love being in front of an audience, and it's my favorite part of what I do is traveling around the country and singing these songs for people. And the songs on Harmony are songs that, you know, most of them are classic songs that have been part of my life for a very, very long time that have a lot of relevance right now with, incredible arrangements. We're going out with Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who are going to just absolutely blow the roof off. Well, there's no roof, I don't think, there, but you know what I mean. And then also Ellery Ward, a wonderful new singer-songwriter. So it's going to be an eclectic and really, really fun night.
Well, with an album and a show called Harmony, that would suggest maybe, is that an invitation to do a duet?
With you,
we could do harmonies together.
I didn't have to twist your arm all that much. You kind of just went, oh, no, I couldn't possibly say.
Well.
How about a duet?
Now, he may say that he's not that good of a singer, Josh, but to be fair, he is a member of the Beach Boys, and he is a member of Chicago. He has sang on stage with both of them. So let's add a third, Josh Groban. You're going to be a part of his team. How about that?
All right. Before we say goodbye, and that it was a thrill to talk to you, I want to pat ourselves on the back for not airing any sophomoric fart jokes while we were playing the Bean commercial. That was
we're not that highbrow, Josh.
We are not that highbrow. Well, we did well today.
There are fart jokes all over the song. I mean, truly, it was. There's a lyric in it that talks about where farts actually come from scientifically. I mean, this song it dives deep. So I invite people to take a listen. And donate to your local gastroenterologist.
Very good.
What a deal.
June 17th on the Knob, Josh Groban. What a thrill to have you on the show. We really appreciate your time, Josh.
Same here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Actually, Josh, thank you so much. The guy is like one of the iconic crooners of all time. One of the best voices in the history of singing. And he was on our show.
That's amazing. Awesome. I will tell you this, though. I wondered, when you said you have the voice of an angel, I thought, does he get tired of hearing that? Does he not like that? Don't you wonder?
Well,
but it is amazing. I've always marveled at his voice, his singing voice, and then his talking voice. And when he's in these shows, they just don't match to me. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of has this really upbeat, kind of fun talking voice, and then he sings and your mouth drops because it's just, incredible. Wow.
So, who was it? I'm trying to remember the whole conversation about somebody asking Elvis Presley what it's like to have the sweetest voice in the history of singing. And he says, I don't know. Go ask Roy Orbison. Do you remember that conversation?
I don't.
Similar.
That's great.
Yeah. It's a classic line, a classic reply from Elvis Presley about Roy Orbison, who, I mean, truth be told, if you go back and listen to Roy Orbison's voice closely, he is great. He is unbelievable.
But doesn't that go with the thing? I read this. I don't know if we talked about it on the air yet or not, but about how people don't like the sound of their own voice for the most part.
Yes.
I'm in the minority because I love the sound of my voice.
But did you? Okay, hilarious. But here's the thing, Jason. Hold on. No. But wait a minute. Here's the thing about that. I think you're right, and I agree. It doesn't bother me to hear my voice, because I'll walk into a 7-Eleven and my voice is on a commercial or some promo or whatever. Crazy thing. That doesn't bother me. I will say this, though. Go back to the very first time you ever heard your voice recorded.
Okay.
Like, I was a kid, a teenager, with a woolen sack tape recorder, and I'm doing weird stuff in my bedroom. And I go back and listen, and I thought, that's what I sound like? But over the years, I've gotten so used to it. Over the years, I've gotten used to it. It doesn't bother me because I'm used to it now. But the first time was weird.
I go back to like one of my first times ever in radio, like doing having a conversation with a celebrity, doing an interview. And I guess it's not so much the sound of my voice. It's just the technique or whatever, because I was much like Chris Farley, and he was like doing that skit on SNL where he was like, remember that time that like you and your bandmates went and you like did this thing and it was awesome? Wasn't that sweet? Like, that's how I would do interviews.
Yes,
I would do statements instead of questions. And looking back now, it's so cringeworthy.
Yes. I get that part.
Although I will say, you guys, that when I listened, like I listened to a tape once from high school, when I was in high school forensics, our voices do change over time.
No doubt.
I listened to it and my voice was kind of up here a little bit and I talked really fast. Blah, 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 blah. And I've listened to tapes of my dad because I got a bunch that I digitized for him. And even his voice, and from, you know, 30
it
years
changes.
Ago. But then I thought, is it the recording of it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it wasn't quite different, but maybe there's different processing now. I don't know.
There's different processing, no doubt about that. And then if you factor in the notion that I had a vasectomy, in the middle of my life. It also changed my delivery.
It must have. Oh my gosh, you are hilarious.
Oh man, but I just thought it was awesome that we were able to get Josh Groban on the show. I mean, he's amazing. A megastar, right?
Yes. Have you seen him? Have you guys seen
I've
him?
I've never seen him live. I've never seen him live. I have seen like some specials on Netflix or whatever of him singing, but never in person.
Right. Nope, I've seen him live. He's unbelievable. I saw him a few years ago, actually probably more like 5, 6, 7 years ago. He was unbelievable, and I've got to go to this Pine Knob performance. And Jim, if you noticed, he totally skirted it. He would not commit to letting you come on stage, introduce you, nothing. We kept
even after
like,
I told him how much
wouldn't this be great?
Him, Jim, that you're a Beach Boy and a member of Chicago.
Yes, all right.
We got to call his people.
I say we call up our friends at Pine Knob, we go backstage and smoke a doobie with him before the show.
All right.
Oh.
Are you in?
Okay. Well, all right, maybe.
Yeah!
It'll be a second. Only done that once in my life, and I threw up. Who throws up after that? I mean, most people do that because they're going to throw up. You know what I mean?
Do it with a celebrity. It'll be fun.
Oh, sure.
Between the Records with JJ, Joanna, Jason. Tune back in for more episodes. We're kind of having fun doing this, guys, and thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.